today we're going to talk about Kinyan Shtar, but in a more, I don't know, down-to-earth type of way. So let's see the Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph again. So the Gemara starts off, Minayin Shaf Bishtar. How do we know a person can be, not just Kinyan Shtar, Kiddush Shtar. How do we know you can be Mekadish Nisha with a Shtar? V'dinu Kal V'chomer. Uma kesef she'ein motzi machnis. If money, which does not have the ability, the power to cause a marriage to end, does have the ability to begin a marriage, it has the power to begin a marriage, shtar she'motzi, shtar, which even has the power to sever a marriage, to break a marriage, ein odin she'machnis, all the more so, should be able to begin a marriage. So says Gemara, no, you can't tell me that kesef is in any way less powerful than shtar, because kesef could do things that shtar can't. Mala kesef shekein podin bo hegdish a meiser sheni. Tamar shtar shekein podin bo hegdish a meiser sheni. Dichsiv v'nasan a kesef v'kam lo. So we spent all of our time the last 2 days on that, on what it means that shtar cannot be podin hegdish a meiser sheni. What's the hava mina that it would be podin hegdish a meiser sheni? How would shtar even be podin hegdish a meiser sheni? What kind of shtar? So that's what we spent the past couple of days on. But now the Gemara says further, Omar kra. How taka do I know kiddushe shtar? Because the pasuk says v'yatza v'haisa makish havaya liyitzia. Does the pasuk actually say v'yatza v'haisa? So it doesn't really. Pasuk says v'yatza mibeso v'halcha v'haisa lishacher. That she goes out of the house and she goes on her way, and then v'haisa, haisa meaning kiddushin. She could have kiddushin with someone else. But since it's so closely juxtaposed with each other, v'yatza, the get, and v'haisa, a new kiddushin, so we learn certain dinim of kiddushin from gittin. Makish havaya liyitzia. We compare kiddushin to gittin. Ma yitzia b'shtar, af havaya nami b'shtar. That just like yitzia is done with a shtar, so kiddushin is also done with a shtar. So the Gemara then is going to challenge, well, wait a second, how far do we take this comparison? Anything that you can use for one, you can use for the other. So if you could do shtar for get, you could do shtar for kiddushin. So should we take all the forms of kiddushin and apply that to gerushin? Should we say, oh, well, how do I do kiddushin normally? Kesef. So maybe kesef should be able to accomplish gerushin as well. So that's the next little piece of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have three explanations why we can't say that kesef will work for gerushin. Gemara is going to suggest sanegar yasa kategor. It just doesn't make sense that the same thing that causes divorce should cause marriage. The Gemara is going to suggest it's a gzeres kasuv, v'kasuv la, that b'ksiva miskareshes v'ena miskareshes b'kesef. When it says v'kasuv la, it's telling me a miut that the only way to effect a divorce is with ksav, but not with anything else. We're going to have sefer krisus. The pasuk says the calls to get a sefer krisus. So we learn from there sefer karsa v'ein davar acher karsa, that only sefer could only a get could end the marriage. Nothing else could end the marriage. So whatever the reason is, we do not just completely liberally create a two-way street between v'yatza and v'haisa, between gittin and kiddushin, and say whatever applies to one automatically applies to the other and allow everything. But what do we use it for? V'yatza v'haisa at least teaches us it could be mekadish nisha with a shtar. Now I want to discuss a little bit today what the limitations might be on this hekesh of yitzia lahavaya. Meaning, clearly we apply it for shtar, to teach kiddush shtar. Clearly the Gemara, the whole rest of the Yom, pretty much is dedicated to showing why we don't apply it to teach that you can get divorced with money just because you can get out of kiddush with money. So apparently we don't say that, we don't go that far. So what are the limitations? Where do we go with this? How do we deal with this? So let's begin with the following Tosfos. If you look in Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Shekein Podin Bahegdish Meiser Sheni. Tosfos says a similar inyan to what we've been discussing, but let's skip down halfway through the Tosfos. V'im Tomer says Tosfos, I don't understand. V'neima kal v'chomer mikarkos she'enon motzios afilu hachi machnisos. Meaning, what did the Gemara want to say? That if kesef, which is weaker than a shtar, can affect kiddushin, shtar should for sure be able to affect kiddushin. We said, no, it's a bad kal v'chomer because kesef is not weaker than a shtar. Kesef is stronger than a shtar. You know why kesef is stronger than a shtar? Because you can do certain things with kesef that you can't do with a shtar. Podim ba'agdash ma'is sheni. Says, okay, so forget kesef. I got a new kal v'chomer that the Gemara never thought of, and why didn't the Gemara think of this? Say the kal v'chomer should be mekarkaos. can you divorce a woman with karka? Can you, instead of giving her a regular get, you're going to write on karka. You go into your cornfields and you mow or you cut out hareyat magreshesli in the cornfield, you know, and you give her, take her on an airplane. I got a surprise for you, honey. Take her up in an airplane, and she goes over to the top of the cornfield, and she could see. It says there, hareyat magreshes mimeni, you know, that you are hereby divorced. Wow, what a get. What a way to go. So that does not work. You cannot be Megarish Nisha with Karka. So we should have a Kavach Omer. Karka is not Motzios, Afilu Hachi Machnisos, but Karka can, well, just for a second, can affect Kiddushin. Karka can affect Kiddushin? Kesef Shtar Bia. Which one of those is Karka? Kesef. Karka is worth money. Pirish to Adam Yachal Kaddish Yishu Bekarka. Ve'ena Miskareshes Bekarka. Marriage can be done with karka, but divorce cannot be done with karka. So we should say, so shtar, which can even do divorce, should for sure be able to do marriage. And you're not going to be able to ask a pirch on that kalvachomer. What was the Gemara's pirch on the kalvachomer from Kesef? No, Kesef is super powerful because you can be podahagdish maisa sheni. Well, guess what karka cannot do? Cannot be podahagdish maisa sheni. So this would be like a really good kalvachomer. This kalvachomer would actually stand. We wouldn't be able to ask Shekin Poden Bo Hegdish Maisa Sheni. So that would be really good. Answers Tosfos, Fie Shlomer, Di Ikal Mifrach Malakarka Shekin Konin Metaltel in Agabon, Tomer Bishtar. Now, Karka still has the ability to do something that Shtar cannot. There's something called a Kinyan Agav. What's a Kinyan Agav? I want to buy metaltalin from you, but the metaltalin is not here, so I can't be kone it from you. Because normally to be kone metaltalin, I got to pick it up. It's not here. So what do? I buy land from you, and let's make it simple. Say the metaltalin is on that land, so I buy the land where the metaltalin is, and that I could do without the land being here. Because I could do that. How do you buy land? Kesef shtar chazaka. So I'll do a shtar. Let's say. So I'll write a shtar, buy the land. Agav, that I'm buying the land, I could automatically be kona the metaltalin together with the land. So even though normally to be kona metaltalin, I got to pick it up, I got to be Moshech, I got to do Agbah, I got to do something. But once I'm buying karka, agav, the karka, metaltalin, will come along together with the karka. But that only works with karka. It doesn't work with anything else, with shtar. So you cannot derive this kal v'chomer that whatever works for whatever karka can do, shtar can do better, because it's not true. Karka can make a kinyan agav, shtar cannot make a kinyan agav. So again, Tosfos' kasha was, I have a great kal v'chomer. I don't know why the Gemara didn't suggest it. Ask Tosfos that if karka can be used for kiddushin but cannot be used for gittin, so shtar, which can be used for gittin, all the more so should be able to be used for kiddushin. That was Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos says, no, it's not a good kal v'chomer, because karka can do certain things that shtar cannot. Karka can affect a kinyan agav. Good? Now you had a question? Yeah? Okay. So, Rabbi Kiveger points out on this Tosfos, if you look in the Gilin HaShas over here, Tosfos Yom Rashi came podin malakarka shkin kona metaltan agabon. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Ayein babakama daf yudbezom and alef Tosfos dibra maskal anam masnisa. You got to look in Tosfos babakama daf yudbezom and alef. What's he talking about? So what he's talking about is the following. If I were to ask you, based on our Tosfos, based on what we just saw in our Tosfos, Kinyan Agav that Tosfos mentioned, the idea karka could do a Kinyan Agav and shtar cannot, so that's why you can't learn any kal v'chomers. Kinyan Agav. Is Kinyan Agav a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? What Agav is or the whole Tosfos? The Kinyan Agav is that when I want to buy metaltalin, normally I have to have it here in order to buy it. I have to pick it up, I can pull it into my property. But let's say you're selling me metaltalin that's in Manhattan right now. So I can't make a kinyan on it, but I want to buy it. So how do I make a kinyan? So if you're willing to sell me the land that the metaltalin is on, I can make a kinyan right here, right now, on that land by writing a shtar. And once I'm being kona that land, I'm kona the metaltel and agav the land. It comes, you know, once you're doing something big, like being kona land, agav, we throw in the metaltel also. This is one of the kinyanim we do with chametz, by the way. We try to do every kinyan imaginable with chametz, just to be totally safe. So one of the kinyanim we do is we rent the land where all of the chametz is to John Brown, and then agav, his rental of the land, he's kona the chametz, because he's buying all this metaltel, and how's he getting it? He's not doing the hagbah, he's not doing, where's his kinyan? So one of the kinyanim we do is a kinyan agav, to make sure that he's able to get it. So is this kinyan a kinyan d'oraisa or a kinyan midrabanan? Just based on our discussion over here. So we would have to take a look at our Gemara. Meaning, what's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara is looking for the source for Kiddush Ishtar. Kiddush Ishtar, d'oraisa or d'rabanan? Clearly d'oraisa. It's got to be d'oraisa. It's Kiddush. It's got to be d'oraisa. So the Gemara had suggested, Tosos is suggesting, I don't need any other source for Kiddush Ishtar. I should be able to learn it from a Kal V'chomer. Meaning, that should teach me a din d'oraisa. Kal V'chomer, d'oraisa. Tosos says, no, that Kal V'chomer doesn't work because of Kinyan Agav. So what's he saying? If Kinyan Agav were only a din midrabanan, can that really blow up a Kal V'chomer midoraisa? No. So from our Tosos, it's mevuar, it seems clear that Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan midoraisa. I'm just trying to show you, when Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin Baba Kamadav Yudbezam Ralef, like, you might have learned this Tosos. You might then learn that Tosos in Baba Kama and still not see what in the world he's talking about. Oh, he's probably mentioning it because it also talks about Kinyan Agav. No, he's not just mentioning like everywhere that it talks about Kinyan Agav. He'd have a much longer list. He's drawing us to a stira. He's trying to show us a problem. Our Tosos seems to assume very clear Kinyan Agav d'oraisa. In Baba Kama, Tosos implies that Kinyan Agav is Drabanan. How so? How does he imply it's Drabanan? The Gemara over there talks about an Eved. Pasuk says that Visnachaltam Aschem La Resha Sachuza, that an Eved is considered to be like Karka. We treat an Eved like Karka. Now, in a certain sense, an Eved may have certain dinim like Karka, but in a very fundamental way, he's different than Karka. What makes Karka different than Metaltalin in general? Physically, why is Karka different than Metaltalin? Generally speaking, Karka doesn't move. Wherever it is, it always was and is always going to be. It may grow more things, less things, be flooded, be whatever, but it's still there. It's always going to be there. Real estate doesn't disappear. An Eved moves and dies and gets sick and whatever and disappears. So he's not really fully Karka, but he's like Karka. So the Gemara over there tries to figure out, to what extent do we say an Eved is like Karka, and to what extent do we say he's like Metaltalin? For example, generally speaking, when you lend someone money, you have a Shibud Karkaos. His Karka is Meshubad to you. You're allowed to collect from his Karka if he can't pay back. Can you collect from his Eved? Is there a Shibud? Or for example, Prusbul. We discussed Prusbul a little while ago, right? You can only write a Prusbul if the guy has land, if he has Karka. That's the problem with having high school students write Prusbuls. It's good chinuch, try to teach everyone to write a Prusbul, but none of them own any land. Almost every adult owns land because you only need to really have a rental property. You don't even, you need to have something. What if a high school student does not own any land, but he has an Eved? You have a writing principle for a 10th grader in DRS. He says, wait, I don't know if we could be doing this, because yes, I borrowed money, so I would like for the person who lent me the money to be able to write a principle, but I don't own any land. Oh, wait, but I have a slave. So is that good enough? How much is he like Karka? How much is Eved not like Karka? That's the the inyan that's being discussed babakama daf yud beis, or kinyan agav, the Gemara says. Can you be kona metaltel in agav a kinyan of an eved? When I buy real estate from you, I could metaltel can come along for the ride. What about if I buy an eved from you? Can metaltel come along for the ride? That's what the Gemara is talking about over there. So Zok Tosfos in Baba Kama Yud Beis, he says, I don't get how this could be a machlokas. Is an eved like karka? Is he not like karka? It's a pasuk. L'resha sachuza. He's like a field. He's like something that gets passed on by Yerusha in the family. It's mefurish in the pasuk that is dino kikarka. So, you could answer very simply that Eved is dino kikarka in certain ways, but not in other ways. Rav Shachta points out all the time that Rav Soloveitchik used to say that there are a lot of different ways that the Gemara seems to distinguish between land and movable objects, and has different words for it. Sometimes the Gemara will use the term karka versus, what's the opposite of karka? Metaltel. Sometimes the Gemara will say nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayus, nechasim she'ein lehem achrayus. Yesh lehem achrayus is karka, ein lehem achrayus metaltel. Sometimes talush mechubar. Talush is that which is detached from the ground, mechubar that which is attached to the ground. Why would you have so many different words to talk about the same thing? So maybe there are different elements of karka. Then there are certain things that are karka for some dinim and not karka for other dinim. Some dinim maybe depend on whether the item is talush or mechubar, whether it's movable or not, whether it's actually attached to anything. Other dinim may depend on whether it's karka or metaltel. Yeah, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Very good. So maybe when we say an Eved is like Karka, for some halachos. For example, there's a sheet of a meir. Peros ha'omdos li'batzer kibitzuros damyon. Let's say you have fruits growing on a tree and they're ready to be picked. They're ready, totally ripe and ready to be picked. So they're already considered as if they are picked. So they're kibitzuros damyon, Rameir holds. Metaltelin. Great, so let me go pick an apple off the tree on Shabbos. It's kibitzuros damyon. It's not going to be a melacha? No, it's going to be a melacha. What does it mean it's kibitzuros damyon? For certain halachas, it's like metaltel. But it's still, as far as mechubar lekarka, it's mechubar lekarka, and therefore it's going to be a violation of kotzer. It's going to be a violation of being kotzer on Shabbos. So you do have things that sometimes are like karka, and in certain respects are not like karka. So Tosos over there says, l'kulei alma lo pligi, that an eved is hukash l'karkaos. An eved has a din of karka. And the whole machlokas, Tosos says, Tosos doesn't say this din of, for certain halachos, for other halachos. Tosos says, no. Eved is hukash l'karkaos for every single din d'oraisa. For every single din d'oraisa, just a second, for every single din d'oraisa. The whole machlokas and Baba Kama, is he like karka, is he not like karka, all those nafkaminas where they're arguing, is he like karka, is he not like karka, are all dinim derabanan. So Tosfos saying, prusbul, not shmita, but prusbul. You can only write a prusbul if he owns karka. So that was one of the dinim that the Gemara Baba Kama was talking about. Prusbul, derabanan. That's clear. Hillel was masakin prusbul. That's a din derabanan. Shibudim. But there's a shibud on the Eved, like there's shibud karkos, terabanan. And what's the third nafkamina the Gemara says in Baba Kama? Agav. Is there a kinyan agav on an Eved? And the Gemara over there says it's machlokas. Tosfos says, yeah, because they have machlokas, whether an Eved is like karka for dinim terabanan. What's Tosfos assuming? The kinyan agav is? Rabbanan, that it's clearly mitrabbanan. Okay, that's point number one I wanted to make. Just a simple, like just what's on this page. There's so much here. That was those little tiny lines by Rabbi Kivager. Ayin Baba Kama Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. He's not going to tell you what he means, but that's what he means. Our Tosfos clearly assumes Kinyan Agav is Daraisa. That Tosfos assumes Kinyan Agav is, and says explicitly, Kinyan Agav is Rabbanan. But I want to focus on a different point that Tosfos made. Tosfos says you could be Mekadish Nisha with Karka. Makes sense to you? To be Mekadish Nisha with Karka? What do we say? It's Kesef. So what's worth money? You could be Mekadish Nisha with money, or with, what did it say? Be Kesef or Shava Kesef. What do we use? We use Shava Kesef, we use a ring. A ring is worth money. And you know what else is worth money? Prime real estate, or any real estate, is worth money. So it makes sense. You should be Mekadish Nisha with real estate. However, if you turn to the Ran, I think we saw this Ran earlier in the year. Daf Alva Min Alav Pidap Erif. The 7th or 8th white line. Mihu Ika Mandi Amar. Mihu Ika Mandi Amar. Diafal Gav Dishava Kesef Ki Kesef Li Inyan Kiddushin. Even though when it comes to Kiddushin, Shava Kesef is the same as Kesef. Hani Mili Metaltalin. Whoa, says the Ran. That's only true if you're going to use Metaltalin. Aval Karkaos Lo. But Karka? No way. Cannot be Mekadesh with Karka. How do I know, says the Ran? Listen to this. Dibbe Gemara Daf Hei Amad Aleph. Because our Gemara about the 8th or 9th wide line, first one line now is Karkaos. Dibbe Gemara Daf Hei Amad Aleph. Because in our Gemara Daf Hei Amad Aleph, Amrina Demakshina Navayel Yitzia, we say we compare Gittin to Kiddushin. And it's that Hekesh that teaches us the entire concept of Kiddush Eshtar. Well, how far do we take this Hekesh Havayi L'Yitzia? V'kivan d'makshinan, and once we're going to make this Hekesh, Ma Yitzia b'mechubar lo, Shein kosin es hagep b'mechubar l'karka. Well, if you can't get divorced with mechubar l'karka, Kedisa Parakah Mevitinin, like it says in Mesechus Gittin. Af Havayinami B'muchu B'lo. So we shall learn from the Hekesh Havayili Yitzia, Yitzia La Havaya, that if you can't get divorced with Karka, you write a get, you carve in a get to a tree, and you bring your wife to it, and you say, here, no good, it doesn't work. Not only that, even if you then cut the tree and give it to your wife, no good. You can't write a get on Mechubar L'Karka. So we shall learn from there. You can't be Mekadesh Nisha b'mechub l'karka. It should be from Havayi L'Yitzia. You can't be Mekadesh b'mechub l'karka. Clearly arguing on Tosfos. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. Ve'viu raya. Mimad amrin parakama de gittin. Gemara says in Gittin daf tes. Gabehad de tanya hasam begimel dvarm shavu gittin nashim shechri avadim. It says over there that there are three ways that gittin nashim are similar to how you free a slave. So the Gemara over there asks, what do you mean only three? Va'ika mechubar. What about the fact that you can neither free a slave nor be megari shenisha with that which is mechubar lekarka? And what's the Gemara's answer? Umishaninan milsa di isa bikidushin katani milsa di lasa bikidushin lo katani. We don't mention mechubar because mechubar is not only possible for being for get and not only possible for freeing a slave. It's also possible for Kiddushin. And we don't want to mention those things that are possible even for Kiddushin. So you see, Alma de Mechubar Af B'Kiddushin Psulin. You see, that which is Mechubar L'Karka, that which is part of the Karka, cannot be used for Kiddushin. The Ran himself, in the very next word, disagrees with this and sides with Tosfos. He says, this is what some say, this is the Ikaman D'Yamar, but Velesa. It's not true. I disagree with this. But this is a shita against our Tosfos that one cannot be Mekadesh with Karka. So let's talk about that a little bit. It happens to be the Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Beis also quotes this shita to be Cholik on Tosfos. Rashba points out, first mission Kiddushin tells you how to do Kiddushin. Hisha Niknes, Shalosh Drachim, and what are they? Kesef Shtar Bia. I don't see anything about Karka, says the Rashba. Kesef, Shava Kesef, it talks about, doesn't talk about Karka. So says the Rashba. So it must be that you can't be Mekadesh Nisha with Karka. Very strange, no? Because maybe it does talk about Karka. Maybe that's what Shava Kesef means. Who says Shavu Kesef is metaltal? Okay, but that's what the Rashba says. It should have mentioned Karka if you could be Mekadish Nisha with Karka. Now, why shouldn't Karka work for Kiddushin? So what did we say? It doesn't work for Gittin. That's why it shouldn't work for Kiddushin. So what's the next question? Why doesn't it work for Gittin? So why doesn't it work for Gittin? So if you ever learn Gittin, Daf Chafalev, we darshan from the pasuk, the kasav vinasa. You write a get, you give a get. It does not say you write a get, you cut the get off the ground, and you give a get. It's got to be the kasav vinasa. No breaks in between. You go straight from ksiva to nesina. Mishenu mechusar el ksiva v'nesina yatzezesh mechusar ktsitsa. If you have to cut it, that's an extra step in the process, and that passes it. Okay, does it make sense to apply that to Kiddushin? Well, why not? Maybe we can say the same thing by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, is there a din by a shtar Kiddushin to be kosev? You got to write a shtar Kiddushin. Right, but makish havayelitzia. So take whatever applies in that. As long as we have all the elements, so maybe that din should apply also. So is there a din of Nesinas Kiddushin? Do you have to give her the Kiddushin? Probably. You can't just hold it for yourself. You got to give the woman the ring, right? Give the woman the shtar. So there's just like there's a din of ksiva by kedushin and a din of nesina by kedushin. So there should be a din of mechusar ktsitsa. Now, not so posh, for two reasons. Let's take one at a time. Why do you write a get? What are you accomplishing when you write a get? What are you accomplishing when you write a get? When you write it or when you give it? When you write it, you're accomplishing that you now have a get that if you want to give, you can give. So, meaning, why you write a get? Why do you write tefillin? You write tefillin so that you can have tefillin. It's not that the ksiva is the mitzvah. What's the ksiva? If you want to do the mitzvah, you need the chefetz shel mitzvah. Why do you write a sefer Torah? Okay, sefer Torah is different. Maybe a separate mitzvah ksiva. Why do you, tie your lulav together so you can have a chefetz shel mitzvah? So you can prepare the mitzvah for yourself. Why do you bake matzahs? So you can have matzah. So why do you write a get? Pashtus? So you can have a get. Chefetz of a get. Is that so pashut though? That's all you accomplish when you write a get? Meaning, the simple way of understanding it is you write a get, you're preparing the chefetz shel mitzvah. You give a get, you're actually doing the mitzvah. That's the actual divorce. When does divorce start? When is the process of getting divorced start? When you give the get. Writing the get is not actually starting the divorce. However, in Gittin, it seems muchach in a number of places not that way. That the writing of the get is already the beginning of the process of the gerushin. The Gemara, for example, talks about a husband that's mevatel his get, and then he wants to be megarishba. So what happens? He writes a get, l'shem, his wife. He gets very angry at her. He thinks this marriage is over. It's not working out. And he comes home all angry. He's ready to give her the get. He's got an edim right behind him and a beis din, whatever. He's ready to give her the get. And he comes home, she says, surprise, happy birthday, I threw you a big surprise party. He's like, wow, she really does love me. She goes out of her way for me. Mevatel the get. I don't want to use this get. And then another couple of weeks go by and she doesn't do anything nice for him again. And he wants to divorce her again. Can he use it? Chozer Megarishbo or Reina Chozer Megarishbo? So let me ask you something. You write a Sefer Torah, Lishma. You write Tefillin, Lishma. And then you decide one day, I'm angry at God. I'm not wearing my Tefillin. These Tefillin shouldn't have Kedusha anymore. So there. And then you do tshuva, and you say, tefillin. Hashem wears tefillin. Says mikam chi shal. I want to wear tefillin. Shmai Yisrael Hashem l'kenu shem achad. I want to connect to the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, apostle, no, they're apostle. You're ready to vat to them. Would anyone say that? You can't possibly your tefillin that way. It is possible to possibly your tefillin physically. You can't possibly your tefillin just by deciding you don't want to use it. Can you possibly say for Torah that way? Feh! That's enough to possibly it? Doesn't work. Why buy a get? Would that work? To possibly get? L'chorah it seems that when it comes to tefillin and a sefer Torah, the ksiva is just preparing the cheftza shel mitzvah. But by gerushin, the ksivas I get is already the beginning of the maisa gerushin. Now you understand maybe a little better. What's this din that you can't cut it? It can't be mechusar ktsitsa. Can't write a get by mechur b'lekarka because then it's going to be v'kasa v'kasa tzvinasan. You can't have that. No, it's got to be v'kasa v'nasan. Nothing in between the ksiva and the nesina. Why? Why? Why can't we have something in between the ksiva and the nesina? Can I write a sefer Torah, go out, have lunch, do a million other things, and then do kriyas Torah? Of course I can. Why can't there be something between the ksiva and the nesina? Why can't there be something else that I must do between the ksiva and the nesina? You know why? Because the ksiva is part of the process of gerushin. The ksiva is part of how one gets divorced. It's not just a preparation of the cheftza shel mitzvah. That's why when it comes to a get, you need sivoy abal to write a get. Let's say, you know, you're a next-door neighbor to a couple, and you hear them fighting and yelling, and you're an opportunistic young fellow, so you see a business opportunity, you know a business opportunity when you see one. They're probably going to need a sofer to write them a get. They haven't asked you yet, but you hear through the walls. It is not good. There are pots and pans being thrown. This is not good. You know how to curse in her native tongue, in his native tongue. This is not good. So you write a get. You write a get. He never told you to. And then, lo and behold, he comes to you the next week and says, write, I need a get. Can you write me a get? No problem. Here you go. All done. So does that work? No, you need Sivay Apal. But I did it lishma. Why do I need Sivay Apal? Why do I need Tzivay Abal? Because writing the get is not just preparing a cheftza shel mitzvah. I need to write a sefer Torah l'shma also. Right? That's about cheftza shel mitzvah. L'shma is about cheftza shel mitzvah. But no, I need Tzivay Abal. Why do you need Tzivay Abal? Because what did we just say? It's part of getting divorced. It's part of the Maisa Gerushin. The husband better be involved in the Maisa Gerushin. You can't start the Maisa Gerushin for him. Now, one could argue that that's got nothing to do with Kiddush Eshtar. Meaning, what do we say? There is this Shita that the Ran quotes, that the Rashba quotes, quotes from Bala Yitur, that just like you cannot divorce Bimachubra Lakarka, so too you cannot marry Bimachubra Lakarka, right? Maybe. And why? Because Makish Havai Elitzia, we compare the two. Is that so pashut? Maybe not. Maybe by get, the only reason you can't write a get on Mechubra Lekarka is because the Ksivas HaGet is already considered part of the Gerushin. It's part of the divorce. And that's why you can't have a Ktsitsa in between. Is a Ksivas Shtar Kiddushin already part of the marriage? Mechitesi. You don't even have to have a Shtar Kiddushin at all. You could use Kesef, you could use Bia. Very hard to say that Ksivas Shtar Kiddushin is already part of the marriage. What's this din that you can't write a get b'mechub l'karka? It's a din that once you start getting divorced, you can't be mafsik and then continue. But by Kiddushin, you haven't started to get married when you wrote your shtar. So there should be no problem with writing a shtar Kiddushin on a tree, cutting it, and then giving it. So it could be that's what the Ran and our Tosfos, and others would say that there's no problem with being Mekadosh with Karka. Ay, Makish Havai Elitzia, we got to compare them, we got to compare them. No. We have to compare them when they're comparable. But Ksivas HaGet is fundamentally different than Ksivas HaKiddushin. There's actually a third Shita in Rishon. a Tshuvas HaRashba in a number of places. Tshuvas HaRashba writes in Simen Chelik Aleph, Simen Elef Reish Chav Vav, and Elef Reish Lamed Gimel, that even though Shtar Kiddushin is Kashubur Mechubur, and there's no Psul Mechusar Ktsitsa by Kiddushin, so he says as follows. What if you write a get on an atzitz nakuv? What's an atzitz nakuv? Ever come across this in your learning? A flower pot with a hole at the bottom. You can pick it up, you can move it, it's nothing growing in the ground, but it's a flower pot sitting on the ground, it's got a hole at the bottom. Halacha is that an atzitz nakuv is dino kekarka, has dinum of karka. Says the Rashba, if you write a get on an atzitz nakuv, kosher. Aye, but it's karka. I thought you know how to write again on karka. How's it kosher? This is very simple. And therefore, what's the whole problem of writing gepa mechubar? That it's mechusar ketzitza, that you're going to have to cut something. Over here, you're going to have to cut anything? You're not going to have to cut anything. The whole psul of karka is that you need, he says it even differently, he says, you need nesina miyad liyad. You can't give it while it's karka. Normally, I write a get on a tree. I can't give it while it's a tree because I need nesina miyad liyad. I need to be able to pick it up and give it. I can't cut it because then it's mechusar ketzitza. But guess what? A flower pot with a hole on the bottom, I could be nosein miyad liyad. I can give it miyad liyad. So the whole psul of a get b'mechubar, it's a chisaron in the nesina. That I'm not going to be able to give the get. Is there such a din of nesina by kiddushin that you have to give the kiddushin? So before I sort of brushed over it, I was like, yeah, there's din of nesina by kiddushin. Well, let's be honest for a moment. Let's always be honest. But is there a din of nesina by kiddushin? Certainly, whatever nesina there is by kiddushin is not the same as by get. How do I know this? The Gemara is going to say on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, a woman says, "Tain mana l'ploni va'akadei shani lach." A woman says to the man comes, "Oh, I'm madly in love with you, Areim u'kadesh leave it to Vazu." The woman says, "Look, I don't need a ring. Give the ring to that person, and through that, I will be mukadeshes to you." Says the Gemara, "Mukadeshes midin Areiv." We discussed this a little bit yesterday. She's mukadeshes just like a cosigner. She's mukadashas. It works. Another case, the Gemara says, "Hey lachmana viskadshi laploni." A guy comes over to a girl, says, "I'm making a kiddushin. I'm giving you my money for kiddushin, but not to be mukadash to me, but to be mukadashas to my friend. I'm not his shliach. It's not his money. It's my money. I'm giving you this money to be mukadashas to him. Guess what? Mukadashas mi din avik tanani." It works. No, you could do it on his behalf. That's what the Gemara says. We'll get to it. Dav Zayin. What are you missing in both of these cases? You're missing an actual nesina from the husband to the wife. In the first case, the money was given, but not to the wife, to some other person that she said give it to. And in the second case, the money was given, but not by the husband. So what you see over here is that by kiddushin, apparently, you don't need such a strong nesina. You don't need a serious nesina. Now it makes sense. What's the whole psul by a get? What's the whole reason that a get that's mechubar is pasul? It's because it's going to be a chisaron in nesina. Because by get, there's a din v'nasan b'yad sefer krisos. It's going to be a chisaron in the nesina. Why is it a chisaron in the nesina? You can't pick it up and give it to her. That's why by natzitz nakuv it's okay, because you can pick it up and give it to her. By kiddushin, I don't care that you can't do a nesina, because you know why? You don't need a nesina by kiddushin. It works if you didn't have all these cases, they work. You don't need a nesina. So don't tell me, says the Ran, says Tosfos, don't tell me that if get doesn't work b'mechubar, kiddushin doesn't work b'mechubar. Get doesn't work with mechubar because it's a chesar nesina. By kedushin, there's no such din nesina. Now, if you remember what we said yesterday, this is not so pashut at all. Meaning the case of midin arev, that the woman says, give the money to that person, and I'll be mekadeshes to you. Not so pashut that that's because there's no din of nesina. Just to be totally, you know, upfront about everything over here. We mentioned yesterday, Tosma Metzia Davayin Alv Machnefrayin, that what's really happening when she says, give the money to that guy and I'll be mekadeshes to you. What's really happening is, we break it down, you're giving the money to her and she's giving the money to that guy. That's what's really happening. She's just cutting herself out of having to do it, but that's what's really going on. Remember, the rib is probably... So if you say it like that, maybe there is a scene over here. Maybe. There is a Yerushalmi, and we'll close with this. Yerushalmi in Gittin says that you cannot be Megari Shanisha with Karka. He says, because, says in Pasuk, because of La Sefer Krisus. Ma Sefer Miyuchachu Talush. Just like a Sefer is detached from the ground, whatever you write your get on has to be detached from the ground. Ooh, that's very different. Up until now, we've been saying, what's the chisaron of Mechubel Karka? It's not a din in the cheftza of the get. It's a din in the nesina, the actual gerushin. The nesina saget. Or maybe it's a din in the gerushin process, aborting the process in the middle, or suspending the process in the middle. But what does Yerushalmi say? Sefer. Sefer has to be talush. So if you're going to give a get, it's got to be talush. A din in, the cheftza shall get. That would seem to fit with Kiddushin. L'chora, if that's the psul, that's no get to Kiddushin. So what might the machlokas between Tosvos and the Rashba or the Ran and the Ikoman Diyamar that the Ran quotes, what might that machlokas be? The machlokas, whether you could be Makadish Nisha with the Mechubar or not? The machlokas might really be, what's the problem of being Megarish b'Mechubar? If the problem is a din in the Nesina, I'm not so worried by Kiddushin. There's no such din Nesina by Kiddushin. But if the problem is a din in the Cheftza, that it's not a kosher, a Cheftza shall get, well, that, I learned Shtar, I learned Havai Yitzia, whatever is good for Gerushin should be good for Kiddushin, and whatever is not good for Gerushin is not good for Kiddushin. So it's a problem in the Cheftza shall get, it's a problem in the Cheftza of Kiddushin as well. That's Sefer Krisus. Now we learn from Sefer Krisus a different thing. We learn that Sfiras Dvarim, you need Sfiras Dvarim. You know what does Sfiras Dvarim mean? That the get has to actually say what's happening. The Mishnah says in Gittin that the get actually says the whole story of how you're giving a get. That's the famous Gra. I don't know if it's famous, but that's what the Gra says. That, you know, when the Pasuk says, because of La Sefer Krisus, your writer is Sefer Krisus, Vinasan Biyada, and you give in your hand, Vishilcha Mibeso, and you send her out of your house, Viyatza Mibeso, Valcha Vahaisalishachar, she goes and she marries someone else. So says the Gra, we're reading the Pasuk wrong. It should go as follows. Because of La Sefer Krisus. Your writer is Sefer Krisus. What do you write to her in this Sefer Krisus? Vinasan Biyada, Vishilcha Mibeso. Viyatza Vahaisa, meaning the text of the Sefer Krisus should say all of these things. That's what we darshan from Sefer Krisus. But again, the Yerushalmi darshans, only Ma Sefer Talush, that it's got to be Talush, a din in the Cheftza shall get. Okay, so that's a little bit about Kinyan Agav today, Terabana Daraisa, and a little bit about Makish Havayil Yitzia, whether one could be Mekadesh with Mechubar Lekarka. A little bit more about Shtar tomorrow, and then we'll wrap up Shtar Bez Hashem tomorrow.